Archer's Omnibus for the week 2nd to 7th of May 1999.
The croissant's a bit scorched, I'm afraid.
Shh. Oh, that's just Lizzie bringing through breakfast. So you're quite okay, Mummy.
Is that Julia?
You've no idea what a relief it is to actually know where you are.
Where?
She's with Camilla and James. You should have phoned us as soon as you got there. We've been worried sick, imagining... I've got every reason to sound angry, Mummy. I mean, look, you just disappear, and then we don't hear from you for 2 days.
Tell her, Nigel.
I see. Yes. Well, good for them. Apparently, Camilla and James have been giving Mummy such a wonderful time, she hasn't had a moment spare to ring before now.
Oh, hasn't she?
They've done what? Have they? Well, that's very generous of them. Yes, I'm sure it's a great weight off your mind, but all the same, well, we were debating whether to report you as a missing person.
Here, and tell Julia she can stay as long as she likes at Camilla's.
All right then, Mummy, we'll see you when we see you, but... Oh, she's hung up.
Oh.
She didn't want to run up Camilla and James's phone bill too much.
How very considerate of her.
Of course, the fact that she's just sponged a couple of thousand off them doesn't come into it.
A couple of thousand?
A bit more, in fact.
Well, your sister's paid off Ronald Hardwick.
She's given Mummy the cash to do so.
More fool Camilla.
At least that's a debt settled once and for all.
Mm, thank heavens.
I never want to hear from that awful man again.
I can't believe how selfish your mother is sometimes, Nigel. She hadn't even thought to tell us where she was.
Nope.
Well, at least we can stop worrying now.
Yeah, there is that. We've got the whole of Sunday before us, Lizzie. No Mummy, no builders. Doesn't that sound like bliss?
Oh, Nigel.
It seems a very long time since we had Lower Loxley to ourselves.
I shouldn't have agreed to go shopping with Ruth Venusia today, should I?
Oh.
You'd forgotten.
As a matter of fact. Of course, you must go.
Well, I can still drop out.
No, you don't.
It was such a last-minute arrangement.
No, Lizzie. After all the recent upheavals, well, you jolly well deserve a girl's day out.
Are you sure?
Certain. Anyway, it's too late for a change of plan now. Look.
Oh, well, I can just catch them before they get round to the front. Usha! Ruth, we're in the conservatory.
As it happens, I've plans of my own for the day, Lizzie.
Oh, yes?
In the morning, I'm going to do a great deal of nothing. And in the afternoon, plenty more of the same.
This is the way to have breakfast. Very civilised.
I'm building up my energy for the exertions ahead.
Morning.
Hello, Nigel.
Are you coming on the expedition with us?
Go shopping with three seasoned shopaholics. Perish the thought.
We're not shopaholics. We can't afford it, for one thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just coming for the ride.
Usha's the one to blame for this trip.
Is that right?
I'm afraid so. It's the result of a training walk I went on with Janet yesterday.
Not while it was pouring?
Yes, unfortunately. I got soaked, which is when I realised I needed some new waterproof gear.
This was training for the walk to Cologne?
Yes.
And I happened to mention there's a really good sports warehouse in Borchester, open on Sundays, and it's got everything.
There you go, Lizzie. You can stock up on some gear yourself.
I don't think so.
A nice pair of training shoes so you can go running with Sid.
I'm not going to buy anything. Spoil sport. Well, unless, of course, I see a really, really special summer dress somewhere.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Now, sit down for some breakfast before you set off. It won't take a minute to warm up some more croissants.
We've already eaten, thanks.
Well, I'm ready to go myself.
Well, in that case, let's get going, if you don't mind, Nigel. We've got some serious shopping ahead of us.
That's the one. I kept it back when I finished milking.
Right. We'll soon have her sorted.
Come on, girl, turn this way.
Yeah. Oh, that is swollen.
I reckon she must have got stung.
Oh, that's the downside of getting them back on clover, isn't it? The yield goes up.
But you get these things.
Yeah. Apis mel should do it.
Right, where's that?
With all the other homeopathic stuff.
All right, old girl. I know it hurts.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, well, if we dose her every half hour till the swelling goes down...
Dad?
We'll soon have your writer's brain.
I've been waiting by the pasteuriser for ages.
Oh, sorry. I was on my way over when Tommy grabbed me.
You promised to talk me through the routine maintenance.
That's got more important priorities at the moment, Helen.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten.
I can't get on with the HACCP study until I've identified all the hazard points involved in pasteurising.
Well, that cow's an agony.
Yeah, as soon as I've shown Tommy how to dose her, I'll come over.
I'm not trying to hassle you, but...
Yeah, I know it's important, though there is a price, Helen.
What's that, then?
Well, if I tell you about the pasteuriser, I want to pick your brains about my speech for Tuesday, the meeting on GMOs.
OK.
Oh, by the way... What's Tracy doing in the dairy this morning?
Oh, we're a bit behind on an order, so I asked her to do a couple of hours overtime, that's all. It's not a problem, is it?
No, of course not. Just wondered.
As soon as you're ready then, Dad. I'll be in the dairy.
Yeah, okay. I'll be across in a few minutes. Now, if I give her the first treatment, Tommy, can you do the rest?
Sure. So
hardly surprising, though, is it?
And what's that?
That they're getting behind with the orders. What does Helen expect if she puts someone like Tracy Harbin in charge?
Oh, grab that chair for Usha. I didn't think we'd get a table to ourselves.
Sunday shopping. I never thought it'd be so crowded.
Bank holiday weekend. We'd better put a couple of bags on the chair before someone pinches it. Mm.
Can you see her?
Yeah, she's not far from the front of the queue.
Well done, Usha. I haven't the energy left to get served.
I'm not surprised the amount of stuff you've got.
Me? I've only bought a couple of t-shirts for the kids.
Well, Usha's got enough bags then.
Yeah.
Oh, she's certainly preparing for the Det March seriously.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I wouldn't fancy walking to Cologne.
Me neither.
You've got to admire Janet. She's going to do the whole thing.
Bert might not agree with you about admiring her.
No?
When he came to do his bit on the veg patch yesterday, he kept grumbling about Janet going.
Why?
He says her concern should be for her parishes, not for everywhere else in the world.
You're joking.
Oh, no, and he says there's quite a few other parishioners feel the same way.
Honestly, some people.
Is there room for me to put this down?
If we move some of your shopping mountain first.
I thought we were just having coffee.
Well, if you don't think you've earned a pastry.
I'm not complaining.
They look gorgeous.
So, did you find anything, Elizabeth?
Clearly not as much as you.
I have picked up one or two things.
I didn't know they did rucksacks that big.
Oh, it's ever so good.
Ever so enormous.
The salesman was very persuasive once he knew how far Usha was walking.
Well, he got a point. I don't want to find I haven't packed enough stuff.
Well, there's no danger of that now, anyway.
Well, I haven't bought all that much.
No?
I had to get the right sort of jacket.
And, of course, if you've got a waterproof jacket, you've got to have waterproof trousers.
Well, that's only common sense. And it's important to be visible at night.
Hence, a reflective tabard.
You could see that from Switzerland.
The salesman also managed to sell Usha a very nice walking pole.
Oh, good, isn't it? He was quite right. You want something to take the strain off your knees.
Then there's this.
Good heavens. What is it?
It's a fold-up stool. Janice and I'll need to take a break from time to time. I could see one of these was essential.
And not forgetting the stainless steel thermos, the cutlery set, food boxes, water bottles.
All right, all right.
I can see why you got such a huge rucksack now.
Like Ruth said, he was very persuasive.
I don't know about marching to cancel third world debt. I reckon with what you've spent here, you could bail out a small developing country yourself.
I have gone over the top, haven't I?
I only meant you've had a real good shop.
No, you're right. I've been far too extravagant. I must have spent at least £300.
Well, I'm glad you have. Then I needn't feel so bad.
Why should you?
What have you been up to, Elizabeth?
You know the little boutique I stopped at?
Yes.
Well, it was a lot more than I intended to spend. But Nigel can't grumble if I tell him how much Usha's forked out.
Come on, what did he get?
There, what do you think?
Wow.
It's lovely. What there is of it.
I don't think I'll be showing Nigel the price tag.
Oh, don't worry, Elizabeth. Once you're wearing that, Nigel's not going to be thinking about the price.
Then I'm going to expand a bit on the links between the GM companies and their political allies.
Dad.
There are far too many people with a vested interest in playing down the dangers.
But you're getting away from the main point, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
The meeting on Tuesday is about the oilseed rape trial at Home Farm.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, what you're saying in your speech about GMOs is really interesting.
Well, it's true.
But it's a bit general. You're not talking about Home Farm. You're talking about global issues.
Genetic modification is a global issue.
But the main reason people will be coming to the meeting is to find out the implications for Ambridge.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And by all means, talk about some of the wider issues.
But don't get carried away.
No, don't lose sight of the Home Farm trial. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, trouble is, once I get started, there's so much I want to say.
If you want to win the discussion with Brian, you've got to stay focused.
I know.
Because when Brian speaks, he's going to have his whole argument well thought out.
And of course, he's so good at speaking in public.
So are you.
Oh, listen, love. I know you're really stretched with the HACCP study at the moment, but could you just spare another 5 or 10 minutes to look over the rest of my notes?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, it's only fair. You brought me up to speed on pasteuriser.
Well, normally I'd ask your mum to do it.
Oh, where is she, by the way?
Oh, she's just having a bath. She's seeing the CPN later.
Well, that might cheer her up. Don't worry, I'm happy to help you, Dad.
Right. Now, that's where I'm worried I'm not getting my argument across.
Cross-pollination.
Could affect every farmer in Ambridge and for miles around.
Swelling's going down nicely, Dad.
Yeah, I told you, the Apis Mel's good stuff.
One more dose, you'd see you back to normal.
Just have to keep a more careful eye on all of them at milking.
I think this is the strongest part of your speech, actually.
Oh, do you?
Mm. It's a nightmare. If herbicide resistance should spread to one of our crops...
Even though there's no actual risk at the moment.
Well, that's dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Helen, is Tracy all right to be left on her own in the dairy?
Mm? Of course she is.
Only she doesn't seem to know very much about hygiene.
What are you on about, Tom?
I just had to stop her smoking, that's all.
Smoking? In the dairy?
Of course, I didn't like to interfere, because I know how highly you rate...
All right, Tom.
No, fair dues, Helen. If she was smoking, Tommy did right to stop her.
I'm not defending her. She was actually in the dairy.
As good as, just inside the doorway.
Well, if she was in the door...
Inside the door.
That's very bad practice, Helen. If the wind blew any ash in...
I know. I'll go and speak to her now.
She's got no idea.
Said I'll talk to her. There's no need to make a meal of it, Tom.
Thank you. You think it was me at fault, not Tracy?
Well, you didn't have to gloat about it.
I wasn't gloating. I just thought Helen might like to know.
Yeah, okay.
Helen's just narky because she's making such a hash of running the dairy.
Your sister's doing the best she can.
Well, that's not saying very much, is it?
Well, that's a great attitude, Tommy.
Oh, come on, Dad. You've got to admit, Helen might be studying for all the right qualifications, but when it comes down to selecting and managing staff, she's not up to very much, is she?
Push the door in towards the frame a bit more, Trish.
Right.
That's it.
I wouldn't have asked you if I thought it'd take so long.
Have you gone through the screw?
No.
So?
I thought it was a 5-minute job.
If your stable girls were a bit more careful how they closed these doors over, there wouldn't be a job to do at all.
Sorry, George.
Oh, don't be. In fact, I'm glad the excuse to get away from Greg Turner.
Oh, no.
He'd been bothering me all day. He's no fool about birds, I'll grant him that. But he just doesn't listen. For one thing...
Ah, that looks much more secure.
No, ah, the door will hold now. But, see, the fact is that...
You
Greg...
didn't tell me if you'd found a volunteer to be tree warden.
No, did you have to ask, Chris?
That doesn't sound promising.
I've had a word with Neil Carter, I tried Mr. Boone.
No joy.
Well, they didn't want to know. I even dropped by Bridge Farm to see if Colin Kennedy might be interested.
Well, that's a good idea.
Only I got to him too late.
Too late?
He said he'd have thought about it if he hadn't just agreed to be the new cricket scorer.
Oh, he's taken that on.
Yeah.
Ah, well. I'm glad they found someone. She'd have said she'd had enough of filling in.
Mm, so I gathered. I tell you what, though, Chris. There's a bad atmosphere up there.
Bridge Farm?
Mm. While I were talking to Colin... I heard Tommy and Helen having a right go at each other. Mm. Or don't know what about. Or they look daggers drawn.
Oh, that'll be the last thing Pat needs.
Anyhow, the upshot is I'm no nearer finding a tree warden.
I know you don't like the idea, George,
oh,
but
you're
what...
not going to suggest Linda Snell again.
Well, she may not be perfect, but at least she'd do it.
Well, it'd be a real last resort.
Well, hasn't it come to that?
I suppose you're right.
She'd be delighted to be asked.
All right. But I'll not get in touch with her today.
That's no sense in delaying.
No, but I've got to get back to the shoot yet. And working alongside Greg is quite enough aggravation for one day, thank you.
Sure you're all right on the back?
Yeah, I'm fine. As long as there are no health and safety bots about, checking on the correct use of a quad bike.
I'm only going to make one more pass of the feed. Hold on for the turn.
Steady. Not too fast.
Oh, here they come, look.
Deer won't miss out on their grub.
Is it clearing your head?
Well, it is now. The Ajax form been giving me a real headache.
There. Let's just watch them for a bit, shall we?
I can't seem to get the sketches right.
What sketches?
On the Ajax form, you know, where we've opened up the top field and put the bottom margin to set aside.
Subsidy forms aren't normally a problem, Dad.
Keep messing up the measurements for some reason. Look, there's a group of hinds showing.
Oh, yeah. You don't think tomorrow's affecting your concentration?
Well, the GMO meeting?
Yeah, if you're worrying about that, it could be why the Ajax form's a problem.
Not worried about it. Why should I be?
Well, the feelings will be running high.
Well, let them.
Shh, Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to let myself be bothered by a few people who know nothing about farming or genetics.
Oh, I've heard quite a few grumbles.
As long as I'm given a fair hearing, I'll be able to put everyone's mind at rest.
You think you'll get one?
And that's the only thing that does bother me. So much utter nonsense being spouted in the media, suddenly everyone thinks they're an expert.
Yeah, why don't people look at what's happened in the States?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, they've had GM crops for years with no problems. Successful trials built up consumer confidence.
Too much to expect the same common sense in Ambridge.
Hmm.
They're looking in good shape, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, the one at the front's quite tame. She's the first every time.
You know what we must do when we get back?
What's that? All right, you lot. It's only us.
Do something about the farmed venison application for me. Can't just leave it lying around.
No need to do anything. Oh, damn.
God, what spooked them?
Oh, there, look, a couple of walkers.
What the hell do you think you're doing? There's no right of way here.
Sorry. It's Janet and Usha.
Oh, hello. No offence intended.
What on earth's Usha got strapped on her back?
It's a rucksack, Dad.
It's the size of a fridge freezer.
We're really sorry. We must have taken a wrong turn at the stile.
Sent our hinds off in a panic.
Well, we didn't mean to.
Oh, don't worry, they'll be back. I take it this is part of your training for the walk to Cologne.
That's right.
Walking to Cologne or planning to pop it in your rucksack, Usha?
It's not that big. Mind you, if we are stopping for a minute, I might take it off.
No, no, we don't stop. We're meant to be building up stamina. That's if we can find our way back to the road.
Well, look, go down here and follow the line of the hedge. There's a gate a bit further on.
Oh, thanks. Ready, Usha?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Come on, then. And sorry again.
Yeah, see you.
See you, Debbie. Brian.
Enjoy the rest of your walk. Try not to traumatise any more of our dear.
Dad.
Now, what were you saying about the farm venison form?
Oh, yeah, you don't need to do anything about it. I filled it in and sent it off.
And have you sent off the money?
I put in a cheque, yes, of course.
Well, hang on, Debbie.
Well, is there any reason I shouldn't have?
Well, only because... Well, I mean, why didn't you consult me first?
Oh, come on, don't be so awkward.
Want my knife?
I can clear a drinker easily enough, thank you.
Fair enough. I'm a bit concerned about the eggs, George.
That's it.
There's not half as many as there should be.
Well, of course there aren't.
Eh?
I collected them up this morning.
You collected the eggs?
That's what I just said. I put them in the incubator room.
And I told you I'd get them from now on. We agreed.
You said you'd get them. I didn't agree anything. Last thing pheasant eggs need is to be left lying on the ground all day.
I haven't left them.
Do that and the next thing you got parasite trouble.
I hadn't forgotten them. This is the time I come to the laying pens each day.
Well, you can't just do it once a day.
That's all I've time for.
Well, I believe in doing the job properly, and that means two collections.
Don't tell me I don't know my job.
You should collect eggs twice a day.
Maybe in your day, when I keep having plenty of time.
It's nothing to do with my day.
And I don't have that luxury. For one thing, I'm having to drill my own cover crop. But that was never one of your jobs.
Whatever else I did, I never neglected the laying pens.
Perhaps I'm a bit more pushed for time than you. I certainly can't afford to waste it trying to make you see sense.
Leave the eggs to me in future, George.
Well, I were only doing what was best. Ooh, what's the point?
At last. Oh. Better.
Oh, no, you stupid thing.
That rucksack's got a life of its own.
Don't I know it?
And prop it up here. Oh, I bet you're ready for this.
Oh, thanks, Janet. I'm so thirsty.
We didn't do too badly, did we?
Apart from upsetting Brian. He didn't seem too pleased.
I like the bull when it's quiet.
Quiet now that Tommy and Roy have gone into the beer garden.
Tommy's certainly got a bee in his bonnet, hasn't he?
He obviously wants the whole pub to know what he thinks of his sister's management style. Oh!
Are you all right?
Ow! My shoulder's a bit sore, that's all.
Was the rucksack rubbing?
Well, it's only while I get used to it.
It did look a bit awkward to carry.
No, it's fine. I think I might have put a bit too much in, that's all.
Yes, I'm not sure the folding stool was necessary.
How do you manage with that little pack?
Well, I've got a rule. If it doesn't fit in the day sack, it doesn't come on the walk.
Well, maybe I won't take such a large first aid kit next time.
No. Now, you have remembered about the walk this weekend.
Beating the bounds for Ogation Sunday.
Yeah.
Ah!
Usha.
Oh. Oh. Just a twinge in the small of my back.
Oh, dear.
Oh. The guy in the shop was very good at stressing the benefits of antiperspiration backing. He forgot to mention how much the frame was going to dig in.
You definitely need to build your strength up a bit.
Well, I keep meaning to spend more time on Kathy's exercise machine. It was so good of her to lend it to me.
Sid asked how you were getting on with it.
Well, not terribly well, to be honest.
No?
By the time I get back from work, the last thing I feel like is working out.
There was rather a wistful look in Sid's eye when he asked.
I bet he's missing it.
Actually, he's got some ideas on a warm-up routine you could use as well.
Sid Perks as Mr. Motivator.
He said you've only got to ask.
Well, maybe later. Roy didn't stay out long.
Probably had enough of hearing Tommy moaning.
That's not very sympathetic.
I can't say I blame him.
Well, I thought vicars were supposed to give advice to people who were having problems.
Do you know the secret of being a successful vicar?
No.
Knowing when not to interfere. And right now, I don't think Tommy wants to hear from me or anyone else.
All right, if I drop you off here, Dad.
Okay.
So you were happy with what you saw of the hinds, then?
Yeah, certainly was. Yeah, they looked in excellent health.
Good.
It's the farm venison scheme I'm not happy about.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Well, I mean it, Debbie.
Look, I've joined us up to the scheme because I was thinking, like you.
Well, how do you make that out?
Well, sooner or later, farm subsidies are going to disappear. You've said that yourself.
I know.
So we're going to have to market our way out of trouble.
You don't have to teach me to suck eggs, Debbie.
Well, joining a quality assured scheme seems a good way forward.
Yes, but I would like to have discussed it further before you actually join up.
Yeah, well, normally I would have done, Dad, but you've been so busy with the IAX form and preparing for the GMO meeting.
Oh, you're making too much of this meeting, Debbie.
It's obviously been on your mind, Dad.
I'll look at my notes for half an hour before I go to bed tonight, and that's it. Really not worried about it at all.
Mr. Aldrich.
Anyway, look, I've sent the form and the money off, so.
What's done is done.
Any chance of a word?
Good evening, Greg.
Hello, Debbie.
Quick word, yeah.
I'd better put this thing away. I'll see you later. Bye.
It's about running the two shoots.
Yes?
I've just got back from Grey Gables and there's something on my mind.
Oh, go on.
And to be truthful, things aren't going very well at the moment.
No?
No. George Barford's got a real problem having someone work with him.
Greg?
His attitude is so unhelpful. He's looking to disagree over everything.
Can't you sort this out between you, like two adults?
I've tried reasoning with the man.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really don't have time to sort out ridiculous squabbles over who does what.
But there are things which need sorting out, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, all right, I dare say there are. I'll get round to it.
I hope so.
But not tonight. More important things to worry about tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'd forgotten.
Forgotten what?
There's a meeting tomorrow.
Well, that's not what I was talking about.
No?
Why does everyone assume I'm getting in a lather about a piffling little meeting in a village hall?
You are going to be speaking, aren't you? Defending the GM trial being run here.
Well, of course I am.
Then I'd have thought you'd be spending every last minute trying to get your speech ready.
Well, I'm not.
No.
I know what I'm going to say, so why should I waste any more time on it?
Well, it's just...
Yes?
Well, from what I've heard in the village, there's a lot of people not very happy about your GM trial.
Well, that's just tough, Greg, isn't it?
And that's why they're coming to the meeting tomorrow. I reckon there'll be more than a few gunning for your blood, Mr. Aldridge.
What are we all doing out here, then?
Oh, evening, Mike.
Janet forgot the key to the hall.
Oh, how come that doesn't surprise me?
Don't be rotten.
She's picking it up from the vestry now. She won't be long.
I hope not.
Hey, what happened to you this afternoon?
Oh, Tony wanted me to finish working down a seedbed.
Girl, had a great time weeding the strawberries on me own.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Well, not much fun.
Must be like when you left all the logging to Neil because you had a bit of tractor work.
Oh. Good crowd, isn't it?
Mm. Evening, Miss Rodridge.
Evening.
All set?
Ah, pretty much. Excuse me, won't you?
He looked a bit nervous.
Probably didn't expect so many would turn out.
It's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
Well, it's only one measly trial.
Only one trial now.
Mrs. Andrews, Mr. Booth.
It could affect all of us in the long run.
Well, good if it does.
Are you for them, Mike? GM crops?
Yeah, gotta be.
Maybe.
But they're the future of farming.
The trouble is, you hear so much on either side, you don't know what to think.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Oh, hi. Any sign of Janet?
No, not yet.
Oh, she won't be much longer.
I thought she'd be back by now. I just want to get started.
Blimey.
White as a sheet.
Pity Pat couldn't come with him.
Yeah. Looks like you could do with some support.
Is it a lockout?
Didn't think you were coming, Tommy.
Oh, I've only just got back from Brum.
Cutting a bit fine, weren't you?
Well, I had to drop off some pork at our butcher's. Doesn't look like I've missed anything.
Oh, we're waiting for Janet.
Ah, here she is. All
right, at last!
And it's important we don't lose sight of that. Genetic modification is a huge issue.
Too right!
But the aim of tonight's meeting is very specific. To consider the implications of running GMO trials in Ambridge. Now, Brian Aldridge has agreed to speak first. So, Brian.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, let me start by apologising if my remarks tonight aren't as well presented as they should be. The past few days have been even more hectic than usual. In fact, it's only this afternoon that I finally completed my IACS form. Those of you not in farming, that's the subsidy form. Without doubt, filling that in is the single most profitable piece of work I do all year. Well, that's not something I'm particularly proud of. I'm a farmer and a businessman, and I pride myself on running Home Farm well. I don't like to rely on a subsidy to stay viable. I don't think many farmers do. What's more, we all know the way world trade is going, those subsidies will soon disappear. And when that happens, British farmers are going to have to learn to survive unaided in the global marketplace. But how can we if our competitors, especially in North America, are years ahead of us in terms of yield and production costs? Because that's the advantage we're handing to them if we turn our back on at least trialing genetically modified crops. Are we prepared to pay the price of being completely squeezed out of the market?
What about the price Ambridge will pay if your oilseed rape cross-pollinates with wild plants?
Yeah, Tony, you'll have your say later.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. To continue, I mean, it's not even as though we're at the cutting edge of GM technology in Britain. We're lagging a long way behind other countries. Just before I finish, can I stress we are only talking about trials? I haven't planted a commercial GM crop.
I can't help it.
And those of you who've seen the trial plot will know just how small it is. And of course, there's a proper exclusion.
He was bound to get some heckling.
Yeah, but the way Kate's been going on, it's...
Besides which, it's right in the middle of a wheat field. So even if oilseed rape did cross-fertilise one of the non-GM plants, which it won't, certainly won't spread to the wider environment.
I mean, fancy calling your own father Frankenstein.
Now, if anyone still needs reassuring, do please contact me. I'm happy for you to come and see the trial plot, if that's what it takes to put your mind at rest. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a lot of sense. Some of what he said may be.
Thank you, Brian.
I mean, no one would be bothered about GMOs if the television and papers hadn't blown it up so much.
That's right.
I don't think Brian was right to just call it scare stories, though.
If I can call on you to speak now, Tony.
Thank you. Hang on. Sorry. I can't find the first page. I won't be a moment.
That's a good story.
I mean, like Mr. Aldridge said, little boffins come up with something new, mobile phones and microwaves. Everyone starts shouting how dangerous it all is.
I mean, it's more complicated than that.
And then the fuss dies down. We find we can't deal with them. I mean, GMOs will be the same.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Right. Now, I'm sorry about that. Now, Brian says that we needn't worry about his GM trial crop. Well, I wish we didn't have to. But there is one simple fact that I think even he might find disturbing. Research shows that pollen DNA and proteins can remain intact for more than 7 weeks in honey. And of course, bees are drawn to strong sources of pollen and nectar like oilseed rape fields. So what happens when Brian's trial crop starts flowering in a few weeks and the bees come to it? Not only will they increase the chances of cross-fertilisation, but the modified pollen DNA is going to directly enter the food chain through the honey. What are the allergenic or toxic effects going to be on us or on the bees themselves? No one knows. With GM crops, we're entering an area of uncharted risks. Now, let's consider some more of those risks. Looking to the American model doesn't make sense for Britain. Maybe they're happy to have sterile swathes of farmland where herbicide-resistant crops mean no weeds to support insects and no insects to support birds. But farmland is only a relatively small part of the US landscape. They've got plenty of wildlife elsewhere. Here, to a large degree, farmland is the countryside. Change the way we farm, and we change the face of Ambridge and of the countryside as a whole. Now, some of us can remember when partridges and linnets could be seen on every farm in Ambridge. No longer. Agrochemicals have decimated our wildlife,
and GM crops are going to take the process a disastrous stage further. Do we really want to meddle so much with nature?
Oh, I can't let that go.
Wait a minute, Brian.
I'm sorry, but it's only meddling with nature, Brian, as Tony puts it, that kept the world fed these past 20 years, despite a rocketing population.
You'll have your chance to speak.
Perhaps Tony'd like to see the whole of his precious countryside put under the plough. Because if we don't use whatever we can get to increase yields, be it agrochemicals or GM technology, that's what we'll have to do. Higher yields or more land farmed. It's a simple choice.
No, of course it's not that simple.
Can I say something?
Well, we're not supposed to be opening the meeting to the floor
no,
yet.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, Susan.
It's all very well talking about growing crops naturally, Tony, but, well, the fact is, my family, and there are an awful lot like us, simply can't afford to pay the prices you charge for organic food. So, if GM crops mean good food at a reasonable price, then I'm sorry, but I'm all for it.
Oh, smashing. Thanks, Tommy.
It was a rotten time for Janet to call the tea break. It was just getting interesting.
Well, I think that's why she decided to have a break. Tempest were getting a bit short.
I tell you who's spoken best.
Hmm?
Dr. Who? Hathaway.
I'm surprised he spoke at all, being so new to Ambridge.
What's that got to do with it?
I thought he'd be afraid of getting anyone's backup.
He's entitled to an opinion.
Oh, well, let's send
him
in.
And what he said was right. Everyone bangs on about how important gene technology is in developing medicines.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
But that all happens in laboratories. With GM crops, the environment's the laboratory. And if anything goes wrong...
Hey, look, hang on. Give us another cup, will you, Tommy?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think Mrs. Antrobus can get through the crush.
It's all right. I'll take it over.
Oh, good man. Hang on, Mrs. A. Tea's on its way.
I think you're chairing it very well.
It's a bit nerve-wracking.
No, I bet.
Everyone seems to be getting very worked up.
Surprise myself, speaking out like that.
And me. What's Tony going to think? You having a go?
Oh, I wasn't having a go.
I take it you two don't agree on GMOs.
Oh, I started with an open mind, but I'm coming round to Tony's way of thinking.
Oof, I'm not. I couldn't keep quiet about the prices you have to pay for organic.
It's very frustrating not having your say. That's the trouble with being the chair.
Having to stay neutral.
I was hoping someone would mention the Terminator gene.
What's that?
Well, some of the GM companies want to make farmers in the developing world come back year after year to buy seed from them.
Oh, yes?
So they've developed a gene which stops the crop setting seed normally. The Terminator gene.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Halfing's winding down now, Jenny.
Oh, I thought you spoke very well, Mr. Aldridge.
When Kate let me get a word in.
Yes, we're pretty much finished. Maybe some final points from the floor, that's all. Are you in a hurry?
No. It's more worn out than I expected, that's all. Looking forward to going home.
Bye, Mike.
Yeah, see you, Tony.
You hanging around hoping someone will buy you a pint?
Getting some fresh air and calming down a bit.
Calming down?
Yeah, my heart's been going like the clappers all evening.
You didn't look nervous.
No.
Where's Helen?
Oh, she's gone home. She's got an early start tomorrow. See you, Phil. Neil.
Bye, Tony.
Dad?
Yeah?
I reckon you did all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm not the only one. Mrs. A thought you spoke pretty well.
Oh, good.
She thought you put things very clearly.
Well, I tried to.
She was asking after Mum. Mm. Everyone has been...
I suppose a debate like that does any harm once in a while.
I don't think it's over yet.
We've really got people thinking, Brian.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good meeting.
There were a lot of people against your trial plot, Uncle Brian.
Well, actually, I was surprised at how evenly divided the meeting was.
Evenly? There was a clear majority against GM trials.
Did you think so?
Yes.
I hadn't expected such a wide range of opinions.
I got quite a bit of support.
Are you sure that's not just wishful thinking?
I know what I heard, Tommy.
Okay. Right, Dad, I'm going on to the bull. Do you want me to get you a pint?
Oh, yeah, please. You're going to join us, Brian, to show there are no hard feelings.
There's nothing to have hard feelings about. You know as well as I do, a meeting like this can't change anything.
Well,
doesn't matter what we do in Ambridge. Future of farming is going to be determined by global, not local forces.
That sounds a bit pessimistic.
It's a statement of fact, Vicar. All we've done tonight is generate a little heat, not much light.
I hope it's done more than that.
Anyway, some other time for that drink, okay? Good night.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Trouble is, he's absolutely right.
Do you think so?
Yeah, all we've done is to let off steam. We haven't changed anything.
Tony, suppose there was a way to make a difference.
Well, how?
Holding a referendum.
A referendum?
Here in Ambridge, to vote on whether people are happy to have local GM trials or not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of all the ins and outs, but I think if you get 6 residents to raise an issue with the parish council, you can ask for a referendum.
Well, that'd be great.
It's got to be on an agreed question.
Like, whether we want GM trials in Ambridge or not.
Hmm. Of course, the result doesn't have any legal status, but if the vote went against trials...
It would make Brian think very hard about letting any more happen, wouldn't it?
I didn't know you were still here, Pat. I only came in a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, must have been when I was in the cold store.
I was going to make up a few boxes myself since there's a bit of a lull.
Oh, there's room for both of us.
You sure? Yeah, come on. You feel a bit better, then?
Well, I thought I ought to look in.
Do you know, this is the first time it's been quiet all week. I don't expect it will last.
No, probably not.
Mind you, we'd be a lot further on if Tracy didn't keep chopping and changing the way she wants jobs done.
Oh?
As if me and Colin need telling how to get on in the dairy. Still, I expect with you here, there won't be a peep out of her all afternoon.
Oh, I'm not staying long.
No?
I'm going out.
Pass us the tape, would you, Pat? Anywhere nice?
Nightingale Farm.
See Mrs. Antrobus?
Yeah, she phoned this morning and invited me round.
That's nice.
Not really sure I want to go, but she wouldn't take no for an answer.
Go on, it'll do you good. I tell you what, shall I make them up and you take them?
Yeah, fine.
It's more logical, eh?
Can't do any harm going round, I suppose.
No, of course not.
It's about time I went somewhere. Haven't been off the farm for days.
There you go. You're right to go out while you're in the mood.
How's everyone at home, Clary?
Not my lot.
Yeah, I haven't heard for a while.
Same as usual.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, even worse than usual, if I'm honest. I just discovered Eddie's running another book.
Is he?
Yeah, on Janet and Usha. You know the walk-in to Germany? Cologne?
Oh, yeah, I heard something.
Janet's walking all the way. Usha says she'll see how far she can get. It's a protest against debt.
Right.
So now Eddie is taking bets on how far they'll actually get before they give up.
He's not.
Can you believe it? He's like a vulture waiting for him to keel over. If Janet ever finds out, I will die of embarrassment. Isn't it awful? It
sounds just like Eddie.
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, I better get some of these out of the way
before we disappear under boxes.
Well, not there, Pat.
No. We don't keep the empty ones on them shelves no more.
Oh, where do they go?
Tracy has made a space down by the cold store.
Oh.
Actually, there's a few things upside down in here since we've had to do all this hazard stuff.
The Hassops thing?
Yeah. It's not Helen's fault, Mum. No, it's Tracy. She uses it as an excuse to have everything her own way in here.
Oh, well, I'll take these through later, then.
You know what Tracy's like better than anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, since she's been in charge, she seems to have forgotten what it is to do her hands turn. She's very good at watching other people work, though.
Oh, dear.
If I told you the half of what she's been up to...
Oh, well, could we leave it for now, Clary?
Oh, that'll be her now. Finally back from dinner.
What are all these cartons doing outside?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Didn't know you was in today, Helen.
I've got the afternoon off.
That's good, because I'm just finishing.
Clary, why is the delivery of new cartons standing out in the drizzle?
Didn't know it were.
I told Tracy the van was coming today. Can you bring them in before they get soaked?
She didn't say nothing to me about no delivery being due.
Oh, it's good to see you in here, Mum.
Oh, I haven't done much.
Still, has it gone okay?
Yes. Well, mostly.
Something wrong?
Clary's not very happy with the way Tracy runs things.
Isn't she?
Let's get this locked before Mum lifts her head up from her food.
Come on. You've got to be tailed and docked, Sir Neil says.
You hold the bucket, Tommy.
In you go.
And you.
So, what do you reckon?
Is your dad serious?
Come on. You as well? Completely. He's not sure how to go about it. But if Janet's right and we can't hold a referendum...
Come on, join the family. Yeah, it's a good idea.
I couldn't believe Brian Aldridge after the meeting last night.
No?
He said as many people were in favour of the trials as were against them.
No, you don't.
A referendum would show him.
Yeah, to be fair, a few people did speak up in favour of GM trials.
Oh, only the Wrinkleys. No, you don't.
I just think Mr. Archer would like to hear himself called a Wrinkley. You're not getting out. Or Jack Woolley, for that matter.
Well, that's just tough. They shouldn't have been making out that the GM cops were such a good thing then.
They weren't exactly saying that. They just thought there might be some benefits.
What about the harmful effects? People of their age won't be around to live with the consequences. It'll be my generation who suffers.
Yeah, right. Hush, but not least. Come here.
So I don't think their opinion's very important.
Stop wriggling. It's not holding you up, helping out here.
No. We'll see to these, and then I'll take the wieners down to Bridge Farm.
I'll come with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, feel free.
I want to find out when your dad needs me for the rest of the week.
Sure.
Now, let's get out of the field before Mum notices what we're up to.
She's still busy tucking in.
By the way, I had a word with Dr. Hathaway after the beating.
I reckon he talked a lot of sense.
Not about GMOs. About cricket.
Why does he play?
Used to, but not anymore, he said. Now, if I go first, you can pass him over.
That's a pity. After last Saturday, we could do with some fresh blood in the team.
Mm. Bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
You know the worst thing about losing to Edgeley?
Darrington thrashed them a few weeks ago.
Exactly. Right, pass us those over.
I reckon Sean and Roy must be licking their lips at the thought of Darrington playing us.
Well, that's not for a bit yet. We might have improved by then.
Oh, yeah.
Mind how you step over. There's quite a kick to that, Warren.
There is one bit of good news, though.
What's that?
We've definitely got a new scorer, Colin Kennedy.
How do you make out that's good news?
Well, of course it is.
The last thing we need is an ex-maths teacher scoring. We need someone who'll make a few mistakes in our favour if we're going to win any more games this season. And you reckon?
I might as well pour, really, mightn't I?
Well, shouldn't we wait for Marjorie?
I don't think she's coming back in.
Oh?
She's only put two cups on the tray.
Oh, yeah?
I think she's got an idea that we might...
Oh, I see.
I didn't ask her to set this up, Pat.
It's okay. And we haven't had a chance to talk for a while, have we?
No.
I've missed you being around.
Me too.
How have you been?
Okay.
Good.
And you?
I'm... Well, you know.
Oh, here you go.
Still seems strange not having you at Bridge Farm.
It's taken me a while to get used to it.
But you're used to it now.
You adjust, don't you, after a while?
I suppose so.
The worst thing has been...
Yes?
I wish I could have been more help to you.
Oh, that's very kind, Amy.
No, I mean it. I know things have been tough.
Yes, they have.
A year, a little bit over. Nothing, is it?
No.
It doesn't change how you feel.
What's been so hard, what I found so difficult...
Yeah?
..is feeling so guilty.
Guilty?
I've felt so responsible lately for what happened.
Well, you shouldn't do.
A few weeks ago, I lashed out at Tony. I blamed him for what happened to John.
Oh, no.
But if I'm honest, I feel responsible too.
Well, don't.
I was John's mother, but I didn't do enough.
There was nothing you could have done, Pat.
Isn't that what mothers are for? To protect their children?
Well, here I am, telling you shouldn't feel responsible. I mean, the stupid thing is, half the time, I feel that way myself.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you've no reason to.
I don't know how often I've thought back to the night before, to when John proposed.
You can't blame yourself for that, Hayley.
I used to try and stop myself thinking, if only I'd said yes, perhaps everything would have been different.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, whether it was or it wasn't, didn't stop the feelings, does it?
No, you can't stop them, whether you want to or not.
But we can't live our whole life thinking, if only.
It's all I do think these days.
There's something else.
Yes?
Well, the thing is, when I blame myself, I realise I shouldn't.
Of course not.
Because it takes something away from John. Well, one of the reasons I loved him was because he was John. He was himself. He didn't do things just to please people.
That's certainly true. Once he got an idea in his head, that was it.
So, I think a big part of what happened was John's responsibility. No one else's. John's. Sorry.
No. No, you're right to say what you feel. I'm just not sure.
I think all I'm saying is I understand why you feel what you feel. But you are not to blame for John's death, Pat. Really, you're not.
What are you doing out here, Clary? I'm trying to have 5 minutes to myself. Well, you can't just stop and start when it takes your fancy.
I don't. Unlike some people I can mention.
Oh, Clary.
In fact, I entered no sort of break this afternoon till now.
Well, I haven't come to discuss breaks with you. There's something we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not happy with what happened earlier.
How was I meant to know them curtains was coming?
I mean you going to Mum behind my back.
Well, I did no such thing.
You did. You complained to her about Tracy.
I let her know what were going on in the dairy.
There you are, then.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Tracy's getting worse. She just swans in when it suits her. Me and Colin have to do all the graft.
If you're not happy with something, Clary, come to me about it.
Yeah, well, I would have told you if you'd been there.
Well, you should have waited till I was.
Oh, I'm telling you now, ain't I?
I don't want you bothering my mother.
I was not bothering your mother.
At the moment, she's not well enough to deal with any difficulties that crop up.
Well, I know that.
And for the... Oh, let's leave it. Enjoy your afternoon out, Mum.
Yes. Yeah, it was fine. Everything okay?
Of course it is. Isn't it, Clary?
Yep. Good. Ah, I'll leave you to it then.
Now then, Clary, if in the future you've got any concerns about Tracy...
Concerns?
...or any other problem crops up in the dairy, you have to come and see me about it, okay?
Okay.
Right. You're not going to drag Mum into it. Have I made myself clear?
Perfectly.
Right. Now, I've got other things to get on with.
Shake. It ain't just me who's got a problem, Helen Archer. With you and Tracy in charge, the old flipping dairy has.
Have you got the wire secure?
Yeah, the post will hold it.
So, what's left to do?
A couple of pegs that is under the tunnel.
That's it. We don't want anything bigger than a stoat or a rat nosing round the trap.
Right, I'll do this then.
Hey, keep your gloves on, will you?
Sorry, Mr. Barford.
Don't want to be leaving scent all over the place.
Ground's still soft.
Aye. There's a few more traps at this end to check while we're up here.
I'll keep the pheasants out.
Well, if you've got time to help me see to them, that is.
Of course I have.
Really?
Yeah, I can help all evening.
What about your exam revision?
That.
Yes, that.
Nah, I've done loads.
Well, you probably need to with all the time you've missed.
Shall we cover the tunnel over a bit?
Oh, a bit of that leaf mould should do it, aye.
Anyway, my first exam went for a fortnight nearly.
I don't want your mother complaining I'm keeping you from your work.
She won't.
Yeah, you are being straight with me, aren't you?
Well, if anything's stopping me revising, it's Mum herself.
Your mum? How'd you make that out?
She's in such a bad mood. I can't stand being around the house.
And what have you done to put her in a mood?
It's not me. It's Bridge Farm.
Well, I...
Tracy Albin's driving her mad in the dairy, and then Helen Archer had a real go at her yesterday for no reason.
Oh, no wonder your mother's not happy.
Trouble is, she takes it out on us when she gets home.
Well, maybe you are better stopping out then.
Yeah, I mean to. There.
Yeah, that's a decent enough job.
George.
Oh, like...
Evening, Mr. Turner.
William. Glad I caught up with you, George. I've just been round the laying pens.
And there's no eggs.
You collected them?
Of course I did. I couldn't just leave them there.
Thanks.
And they'd have been no good to anyone left much longer.
No.
Well, Mr. Barford, get them.
He lost track while I was harrowing that seabed for the cover crop.
That's no use. You make a big song and dance about how you're going to do all the collecting and then...
I said I slipped up.
Once you let something like that go, your whole routine disappears.
Right.
And then where's your shoot?
I made a mistake and I thank you for putting it right.
But it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
OK, you've made your point. I'll have to save my breath next time.
See you, Mr. Turner.
That man is letting things slip.
He's got a lot of extra to do now, though, ain't he? Working the two shoots.
Well, that doesn't excuse neglecting the eggs.
No, I don't reckon he's all that bad.
Don't you? And I suppose you know all about keepering.
Good evening, Mr. Woolley.
Good evening, Linda.
Is something the matter?
That peculiar smell. Where's it coming from?
Ah, you don't mean the sweet orange, do you?
It's the sort of smell. That stuff you put on to keep midges away.
I think you're referring to my aromatherapy burner.
You've brought that in again?
Julia Partridge was saying how invigorating it smells. She's just gone into the restaurant with Nigel.
I thought Caroline had told you not to use it in here.
Admittedly, Caroline doesn't seem alive to the benefits of aromatherapy, but since she's not on duty tonight...
I'm sorry, Linda. I can't let you take advantage of that.
Oh.
Just because I'm covering for her doesn't mean a different rule applies.
Very well, Mr. Woolley. I'll extinguish it.
If you would...
Hello, Jack.
Oh.
Have Nigel and Julia gone through?
Oh, I say. Elizabeth.
What?
That dress.
Oh, really?
Don't you like it?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It is.
I'm starting to have doubts.
It's absolutely first class. Don't you agree, Linda?
Can you believe what some complete idiot has done?
stubbed out their cigarette in my burner.
What do you think?
That's why the fragrance wasn't quite right.
Elizabeth's dress.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Hi. It's just something I picked up at the weekend. I don't know whether I like it or not now.
No, it's a lovely dress.
Isn't it just?
Is that your honest opinion, Linda?
Oh, yes. Just lose a touch more weight and it'll look stunning. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just dispose of this mess.
Don't take any notice. You look a picture, Elizabeth. What's the occasion?
Oh, Julia's got back from a few days away and she insists on treating me and Nigel to a meal.
Oh, that's good of her.
It is and it isn't.
Oh?
I'll spare you all the gory details, but basically Julia was in a bit of a fix and now she's out of the fix.
Oh, thanks to you and Nigel.
No, thanks to Nigel's sister.
Camilla?
And her husband, James. Julia spent all day telling us what a truly supportive couple James and Camilla were to her in her hour of need. By implication, we weren't.
Oh, dear.
And tonight's meal is just another chance for her to rub it in.
Oh, I see. A bit of axe grinding.
She's doing her damnedest to make us feel guilty. We've no reason to, but of course Nigel can't see that.
That's got rid of the worst of the cigarette smell anyway.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better go and join them.
Oh, Elizabeth, I have a feeling I may have expressed myself rather clumsily about your dress.
Don't worry, Linda.
I mean, obviously the dress suits you perfectly well. It's just...
Yes?
It could suit you even better, if you see what I mean.
I see. I think I'd better go through.
You never know, Elizabeth. You might enjoy the meal after all.
Oh, dear. There really is no helping some people, is there?
So what's that?
Flower?
Aye. What kind of flower?
I don't know, Mr. Barford.
Early purple orchid.
Ah.
Now, put that together with seeing the wood anemones, and the fact it's mainly oak and hornbeam here.
And that means this is an old wood?
Yeah. Well, this patch, anyway. Right, let's go on a bit.
It's interesting finding all this stuff out.
Well, if you're to become any sort of a keeper, you've got to know your woodland.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I wish I could find someone else with your interest. The village needs a tree warden.
Still no luck.
No. Oh, now, these conifers were planted.
How long ago?
Oh, not that recently.
Well, do the birds ever reach them?
No, and I've never encouraged them. It's too close to their feeding stations.
Right. You've got to make them fly between roosting and feeding.
Oh, aye. Ah. Well, they won't get up when the beaters come through on a shoot.
Mr. Barford, your gun.
Hey?
There's a crow just flying into the top of that pine.
Where?
There, close to the trunk.
That's no crow.
Oh, it's all black.
Give us the binoculars.
What do you reckon it is, then?
I don't know yet.
Got a bit of colour on his head.
Ah, heck. That's a turnip. If this is what I think it is.
What?
The crown's bright red.
Oh, it's just a woodpecker.
No woodpecker that you or me have seen before.
Isn't it?
Well, you've never heard one that loud, have you?
No.
I've seen markings, anything like.
What is it then?
I'm going to check my books when I get back, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah?
It's a black woodpecker.
And that's rare?
It'll be the first seen in England, if it is.
The first? You're joking.
No, I'm not. They've been expecting one to get over from the continent, but for us to actually see it...
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you.
No, William, you mustn't.
Why not? It's great if we're the first.
The trouble is, if word gets out about the woodpecker, well, some bird watchers, you know, they can be fanatical.
Oh, yeah. Twitchers, they call them, don't they?
They descend on a place like locusts if they think they'll see something special.
Mr. Barford?
We'd have hordes of them tramping through the woods. It'd be a disaster for our pheasants.
But Mr. Barford?
This bird's a secret between you and me, William.
No, it ain't. Look over there.
Oh, well. Now, where have they sprung from?
Are you all right, Elizabeth?
I'm fine, thank you.
Annie, you've been in and out of the restaurant so often, I wondered if you were unwell.
If you must know, I'm just fed up with Nigel's mother.
Oh?
She spent the whole meal recalling the highlights of the production of King Lear she was in.
Ah, King Lear, my favourite tragedy.
Oh, she keeps going on about the meaning of the play, about how easy it is to be mistaken in your children.
Shakespeare had tremendous insight, didn't he?
And how the one you've never favoured is the one who stands by you in the end.
Such a moving piece.
While the one you think you can rely on turns out to be quite heartless after all.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I've heard quite enough of the play from Julia.
She's not thinking of taking up acting again, is she?
No.
No. Then how did the play come into the conversation?
Julia's talking about it because Julia is insufferable.
I'm sorry?
And if I didn't come out from time to time, there'd be a real tragedy in the restaurant.
Well, forgive me if I'm being obtuse, Elizabeth, but I really don't see why a little literary discussion is such a bad thing. Mr. Turner, where are you going?
Mr. Woolley called me to go in for a meeting.
Well, you can't go into his office yet. He's got Jean-Paul with him.
I suppose I can't leave Nigel alone with Julia anymore.
So when can I go in?
When Mr. Woolley's ready.
Well, this is supposed to be urgent. George Barford's come up with some cock and bull story about seeing something in the woods at Hayden Barrow.
All I know is you'll have to wait. And if you want to know any more, why not ask George himself? You'll have to wait in here a minute, George.
Yeah, I've got to see Mr. Woolley right away.
Yes, but it's...
This is very important.
Yes, but so is keeping Jean-Paul happy, which is what Mr. Woolley's doing at present.
Well, are you sure he's got things right, George? What I heard was, you think you've seen a...
Keep your voice down. I know what I've seen. A male black woodpecker.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, how close were you?
Close enough.
George, hmm? Did I hear you correctly? You've seen something very rare.
No. We're not sure. Now, don't start spreading that idea around, Linda.
What is it you think you've seen?
Nothing. It's just a bit of game-keeping business, isn't it, Greg?
That's right.
Oh, yes, and I know what I've wanted to ask you for a while, Linda.
What's that?
I'm trying to find a volunteer tree warden for Ambridge.
A tree warden? That sounds interesting.
Oh, it is. And after thinking long and hard about who'd be best for the post, well, there was only one choice.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Oh, George, I am flattered.
I know you'd be very conscientious.
But I'm going to have to say no.
And you'd... No?
My time is far too heavily committed at present.
Is it?
Oh, yes. I'm up to my neck in essential oils. Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Woolley's finally finished with Jean-Paul.
And neither of them look very happy, do they?
George, Greg, come into my office. What's all this about?
It's about protecting our chute, Mr. Woolley. That's what it's about.
Right, you better come in, then.
Well, Mr. Woolley, if we don't take steps to stop an influx of twitches, we're going to be in real trouble.
Close the door, Greg.
Mr. Woolley.
Now, I hope this woodpecker business you phoned me about isn't just a storm in a teacup.
It is anything
but. It's been bad enough Jean-Paul making such a fuss about a broken extractor fan.
This is a serious matter, Mr. Woolley.
Have you seen the bird, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Ah, so it's only you, George?
No, there's me, William Grundy, and some others.
If it's been correctly identified.
It has been.
But why does it matter anyway?
If we do have a rare bird, Mr. Woolley, there could be significant problems protecting both the estate and the Grey Gable chutes.
Oh, I will get bird watchers flooding in, trampling over everything to see it.
Oh, dear.
It could unsettle our own birds, or even drive some of them away.
We'd better get hold of Brian Aldridge as well, then. See if we can come up with a battle plan.
Of course. This all depends on it actually being a black woodpecker.
How many times do I have to tell you?
Could you have made a mistake, George?
Are you saying I'm seeing things?
No.
Because if I am not the only one. There's a little group of bird watchers already up in Hayden Barrow, busy with their mobile phones and their pages. But this time tomorrow, Ambridge is going to be swamped with twitchers.
Oh.
Now, are we going to do anything to protect the chute, or are we just going to stand by helplessly?
All right, Clary.
Hold it.
Eh?
Hold it right there, not one step further.
What are you on about?
Hygiene.
Oh, I've changed my boots. I've got an overall.
Cap.
Come on.
A cap, Tommy.
I'm only going to be a second. I just want a couple of trays.
Doesn't matter. Cap. The bad clean one's on the hook.
Honestly.
I'm not trying to be funny, but if Tracy came back in, or your sister...
Yeah, I know.
There's been that many arguments already today.
Really?
Oh, Tracy and Colin have been at it, hammer and tongs, all day. She keeps going on about this flipping hazard analysis thing.
Where are they now?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Eh?
They had a real shouting match a bit back, and then they both stormed off.
What was it about?
Oh, it started when Tracy decided to finish an hour early. Colin told her she would be irresponsible.
Good for him.
Went on from there. Some of the language Tracy used.
I can't understand why Helen ever promoted her.
You and me both.
You know, I caught her smoking in here on Sunday.
Oh, I reckon Tracy'd have to commit murder before anything happened.
Helen's so pig-headed. And it's hardly fair on you, is it?
Well.
Having to clear up on your own.
I'll manage, but I better get on.
Sure. I'm not going to get it in the net for taking a couple of trays, am I?
Shouldn't think so. Could be surprised if anyone noticed a little thing like that between all the rows.
Great.
What do you want them for, anyway?
to store some of the bangers.
Oh, you got some more made up?
Yeah, just got them back from Brum now. And if previous experience is anything to go by, I won't need to store them for very long.
Everyone says how good they are.
They're dead right.
Hey, my Eddie might want to pick your brains about butchering.
Oh, yeah?
For the farmer's market.
Are you going in for it?
We're considering it. You know, take some of our own meat there.
Eddie can have a word any time he likes.
Ta. I know the market won't make us a lot of money. But you know what I've been dreaming of all day?
No.
Being rich enough to tell Tracy Orobin what she can do with her flipping hazard analysis flowchart. She'd find out what a real hazard is then.
You don't think it's too early for a drink, do you?
Not after all you've been through.
Oh, it's been awful.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I can't remember a day like it.
I haven't seen you come back so worn out in a long time.
Oh, that's good. I had to apologise to George.
Oh, what for?
Last night I thought he was exaggerating, saying Ambridge was going to be overrun.
He's been proved right.
It's been like a military operation, an invasion.
They've parked their cars anyhow, all through the village.
Fuse phones, pagers, faxes. Apparently our black woodpeckers even on the internet.
You know that awkward corner by the green?
Mm.
I almost ran into the back of a camper van there. Abandoned rather than parked.
Oh, I dread to think what would have happened to the chute if we hadn't managed to get some stakes and ropes up. We've cordoned off the most sensitive areas.
Betty was saying one of the twitches had flown in from the Scilly Isles.
Oh, they come from all over.
This one had chartered a helicopter to get across. Oh. He was worried if he waited for a regular flight, he'd miss seeing the woodpecker.
It's taken all day to establish some kind of order. William's been a great help. He's very protective to our pheasants.
I'm sure the twitches don't mean them any harm.
Oh, maybe not. But they're so fanatical.
How long's the chaos going to last, do you think?
As long as the woodpecker stays.
That could be any amount of time.
I was tempted to tell William to sneak into the wood and scare it off.
Oh, Jack.
I know. It wouldn't be the done thing. And at least one bit of good's come out of it all.
Oh, what's that?
It's the first time I've seen Greg and George work together properly.
Really?
Mm. They've actually seen part of the same team for once.
Oh, Chris was painting a very different picture this afternoon.
Oh, was she?
I saw her when I dropped into the shop. She was saying how unhappy George is with the shoot.
So what's new?
Oh, he keeps grumbling about everything he's built up suddenly going downhill under Greg's management.
Oh, nonsense. I only brought Greg in so that George could retire.
Well, that was precisely Chris's point. She wants George to relax and let go a bit more.
Ah, Peggy, I've had enough of the shoot for one day, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
I want a nice, peaceful evening, just the two of us.
Oh.
Peggy?
I did tell you I'm going over to Bridge Farm. I promised to cook supper tonight.
Oh, never mind. Be even more peaceful on my own, won't it?
Except you won't be.
Sorry?
On your own. Janet's coming over.
Janet Fisher?
She left a message on the answering machine while I was out. In fact, I thought she'd be here by now.
What does she want?
Oh, she didn't say.
Ah, I can guess.
What?
It'll be this march to Cologne she's going on. George mentioned it.
I've heard she'll be away for nearly a month.
I bet she's chasing after sponsorship or something.
It's a long time to leave a church.
Well, I'm afraid she won't get any sponsorship here.
It does seem rather irresponsible, neglecting your parishioners like that.
Well, it's not just that, Peggy. It's the aim of the march. They want a lot of countries to forget about all the money they owe us.
You'd think Janet might find something closer to home to worry about.
What if that happens? Be a scrounger's charter. The same countries will all start borrowing again with no intention of ever paying it back.
It does sound short-sighted.
Well, of course it is. No. We're going to have to tell Janet we can't support her.
Oh, well, you'll have to tell her, Jack. She's here now.
Oh, can't we do it together?
I don't want to get caught up in a discussion when I should be on my way to Bridge Farm.
Oh.
I'll let her in on my way out. I'll see you later.
Bye, Peggy. Oh, give Pat and Tony my regards.
Come in, Janet.
Did you get my message?
Yes, but I'm afraid I've got to go out to Bridge Farm, so you'll have to see Jack.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, don't worry.
I'm through here, Janet.
I'm sorry I'm later arriving than I said.
Don't worry about it.
Traffic's almost at a standstill in the village.
Oh, it's these blessed twitchers.
Oh, isn't it exciting? An ornithological first for Ambridge.
Do you really think so? Oh, sit down, Janet.
Thank you.
My only regret is not having the new church guide ready.
Oh?
Shula's taken it to the printers. But it would have been lovely to have some copies in the church. So many of the bird watchers have called in.
Well, I'm glad someone can see a good side to them being here.
Anyway, you'll want to know what I've come about.
As a matter of fact, no.
No?
Peggy and I worked out the reason.
Well, that saves time.
And I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you.
Oh.
I know a lot of people agree with what you're doing, Janet, but I'm afraid Peggy and I aren't amongst them.
I see.
I'm not being stony-hearted. It's a matter of principle, pure and simple. I'm afraid the answer has to be no, and a very firm no at that.
Right. Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
Sorry not to be more helpful, but sometimes you have to stick to your guns, don't you?
If I'd known how strongly you and Peggy felt about the senior citizens' transport rota...
Transport rota?
I wouldn't have troubled you.
What transport rota?
Well, the one where people with cars take some of our senior citizens into Borchester for shopping.
Oh, and you came to ask us...
I hadn't realised how against the idea you were.
No, I'm not.
But...
It's a marvellous idea.
Sorry?
We'd be more than happy to help.
But I thought...
It's been a very busy day. To be honest, I think Peggy has got the wrong end of the stick about something. Never mind what.
So you'd be happy to help?
Well, of course we would. Put Higgs' name down straight away.
If that's boiled, we can put the pasta on. Or will it be too early?
No, I think everyone's around somewhere.
Then you see to the mushrooms, Helen, and I'll do the pasta.
I know Mum's only by the top field, getting a breath of fresh air.
How's she been?
You know.
No better?
A little bit. I think the tablets are starting to have an effect.
Oh, that's good.
She's still not her old self, but she managed a couple of hours in the dairy.
Oh, that's something. Want me to warm the oil?
Please.
And your dad?
He's caught up with this idea of a referendum.
He's serious about it.
Yeah. He's desperate to find out how to organise one.
And what about you, Helen? I've hardly spoken to you all week.
I've been busy, but I'm fine.
Really?
I'm okay, Gran.
You'd say that, whatever, wouldn't you?
I've been, you know... Is that all the vegetables?
I think that's enough, don't you?
Yes.
I don't envy you, having to do your placement and keep an eye on the dairy.
It shouldn't be any big deal.
But it is.
I don't know.
Helen?
No one here seems to get what I'm doing, that's all. I'm running a hazard analysis of the dairy, Gran. It's nothing really complicated.
But things aren't going smoothly.
No.
Was this the best time to do it?
Definitely. Do you know how much trouble a small dairy can get into if it's responsible for an outbreak of food poisoning?
Yes.
And with Mum being ill, we've been under so much pressure. That's when you start to cut corners, and that's what leads to food poisoning.
Heaven forbid it happening here.
Can you imagine what it would be like for Mum and Dad if it did?
It'd be awful.
The way things have been, this was my way of helping.
You've always been wonderfully practical, Helen.
I had to choose a supervisor, and Tracy Horribin's the only one who showed any interest.
Can you pass the vegetables, dear?
Yeah. But then Clary and Colin and Kennedy do everything they can to make life awkward for her.
Well, it's never easy seeing someone younger promoted.
She's the only one on my wavelength in the dairy.
I'm not saying you made a mistake.
Everyone else is. Tom loves catching Tracy out.
But what you're trying to do is admirable.
Do you mean that, Gran?
Your reasons for doing it, anyway.
Wow, that smells great.
Oh, it's nothing special.
What is it?
Pasta and vegetables.
Pasta?
Yes, pasta. I can be as adventurous as the next cook, Tommy.
Oh, great.
Have you moved your van yet, Tom?
Yes.
That was a really bad place to park it.
I wasn't loading, all right?
Gran couldn't get round.
Oh, it didn't matter.
Well, I've moved it now.
Okay.
You might want to spend a bit more time worrying about what's happening in the dairy and a bit less keeping an eye on me.
Tommy, could you open the wine? I thought since it was Friday...
Dairy's doing okay.
It's not what it sounded like when I called in.
Helen, if you lay the table and Tommy, the wine.
Yeah, fair enough.
I want us all to really enjoy the meal.
Can I come in a minute?
Oh, of course you can, Chloe.
I reckoned you'd want to see this straight away, Helen.
What is it?
It was like a letter to me.
Tommy?
I thought I'd better bring it across. Colin come back to drop it off. He was just going to leave it in the dairy.
Oh, thanks.
Aren't you going to open it?
I'm sure it's nothing that won't keep till after supper.
Well, the thing is, if it's what I think it is, we'll need to rearrange the shifts next week. We'll be short-handed.
Oh, I see.
I told you what was happening, Helen.
Tommy, you still haven't opened the wine.
Right.
The corkscrew's on the dresser.
Well?
Colin's resigned.
That's just what we need.
Maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Well, how do you work that one out?
And if Colin isn't constantly undermining Tracy all the time, there should be a better atmosphere in the dairy.
It's not Colin who's the problem. We'd be a lot better off losing Tracy, if you ask me.
At the rate you're going, Helen, you'll lose everybody before long.
Tommy, stop it.
It's true.
I'm sure if everybody in the dairy pulls together and supports Helen instead of finding things to squabble about, then you'll be able to manage. Won't you, dear?
Well, Helen?
Yes, of course we will, I suppose.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.